Okay, I now have my own laptop, which is running Windows 7. It's running a commercial screen reader, which I'm choosing not to use, and it's using the same free screen reader that I've used for my other experiments called NVDA. The only difference between NVDA under Windows 7 and Windows XP is the sound of the voice. On this occasion, I now have a nicer, bright female voice for the Windows 7 experiment. When I run the R terminal, this is R development version 3.1.0, which I have on my laptop for some strange reason, I get a problem.
R terminal, terminal, blank.
R space. U
N D E R space V E V E L O P M.
It's starting to read things, and I'll just make it quiet. The suspicion is that it's going to work.
One.
So let's do the simple addition of one and one, and that
plus one left bracket, one right bracket, space greater space. Left bracket, one right bracket, two, greater.
Eventually, it's given us the actual answer, which, aside from being mildly surprising,
one.
Let's do it again,
plus
just to see what happens.
One left bracket, one right bracket, space, two, greater, space, left bracket, one right bracket, two.
So it's been pretty slow, and actually it's read out the answer twice for some strange reason. So we do have some strange behaviour. The issue is that when I tab away
desktop by paint
and do something or other else,
flip to RI 308, flip to R terminal 14,
there's a good chance that when I go back here,
R term left parent 32 dash bit right parent terminal,
that I won't be able to type properly. In fact, it's all jammed up. I'm typing, and we can't hear a single thing.
Greater.
The screen reader is failing.
Greater.
It's telling me
greater one plus one.
What I did before
one
when I up arrow,
plus
but I can't type for some strange reason. And it's now not giving us the answer as it did before. It's not giving us anything at all. And in actual fact, I'm going to find
greater
fairly quickly that I can't type anything and I can't even close the program. So, under Windows 7, we can't use the terminal with a screen reader. Very frustrating indeed. Now, the same is true for Vista, and I've noticed that problem for a couple of years since trying to use the R terminal on a Vista machine. And as yet, I haven't managed to try this on Windows 8, but I assume that I will have exactly the same problems there.